all you wonderful people. Welcome back to Wonderfilled Stories. I am your host, Mr. Soul. Let's start today with a big question. Have you ever tried really, really hard to change something, but it just wouldn't budge? You can't control the weather, no matter how much you wish for sunshine. You can't control when plans change. You can't control how long a line is, what other people say, or whether your team wins the game. And when we try to control things that aren't ours to control, something sneaky happens. Our minds get cloudy with anxiety. Our shoulders get tight with stress. Worry and frustration start taking over, and that can make us feel miserable. So here's the good news. There are things that you can control. You can control how you react when things feel hard. You can control the words that you use, especially the ones that you say to yourself. You can control how kind you choose to be, how hard you try, and whether you give up when things get hard or you keep going. You can't always choose what happens to you. You can always choose how you show up. So today, let's practice letting go of what we can't control and putting our energy into what we can. Take a deep breath and take a moment to refocus, because that is where your true power lives. So keep your mind serene. It's time for Chapter 16. Chapter 16, Crash Test. Jason Kai walked toward the bus line as Davey wrestled with his combination lock at the bike rack. "We'll see you at 4:30, and don't forget the matches like last time," Jace reminded. "I got it, man," Kai reassured. "I think my mom just cleaned out the lint tray on the dryer, so I'll fish that out of the trash for kindling." Davey called from down the sidewalk. "Hey, Kai, is my combo 4523 or 4253? "It's 4293, and now everybody knows it." Kai playfully saluted his friends as he stepped onto the bus and the yellow folding doors closed behind him. The cranky bus driver admonished the kids to sit down and shut up, just before slamming his foot on the accelerator and tearing off in a cloud of dust and gravel. "That driver is crazy. I hope Kai makes it out alive," Davey joked as he rolled up on his bike. Jace jogged beside Davey as he practiced his wheelies, and the boys made their way towards Davey's house, a half mile away. Turning the corner onto his street, Davey saw that his mom's small yellow car was parked in the driveway. "Okay, she's home. Cross your fingers." The boys trotted to the front door and Davey opened it with a loud, "Mom, I'm home." He dropped his backpack on the couch and shuffled to the bathroom. Jace heard a phone rattle in the other room as it was being hung up, and Davey's mom appeared in the hallway. She dabbed at the corner of her eyes with a tissue before sashaying into the living room where Jace waited awkwardly.
"Good afternoon, Jace."
Davey's mom greeted him politely as Davey emerged from the bathroom. Davey jumped right into business.
"Hey, Mom, the guys want to camp at the fortress tonight. Do you know where a flashlight is?"
He knew exactly where the flashlight was stored, but had a bold strategy for getting what he wanted. Instead of asking permission, he told his mom what his plans were, then he would ask for help finding something in order to get her cooperation in making his plans happen. It was a genius strategy, and Jace marveled at its effectiveness.
"Actually, I just got off the phone with your dad," she interrupted.
"Oh no, Mom, please. There's a free night at the roller rink." His backup strategy was pleading.
"Please, Mom, don't make me go with him." "Davey, you haven't seen him in weeks."
"But I have big plans tonight. Can you tell him I'm sick or something?" Jace began to grow increasingly concerned that their trio would be reduced to a duo. She closed her eyes and took a big breath.
"I'm sorry, Davey. He's supposed to drop off some money, and he wants to see you."
Davey kicked the couch in disgust.
"Settle down."
She raised her voice and continued to justify the choice.
"He is your dad. and you can't just ignore him. Oh yeah? Watch me. Davy crossed his arms and plopped down in a nearby armchair, sulking. I know how you feel, but what am I supposed to do, Davy? I'm caught between two bad choices. Stress was chiseled across her face. I can't just tell him, sorry, he doesn't want to see you. Plus, I need him to bring some money to help with rent. With the car breaking down last week, I just don't have enough money this month. Jace swayed uncomfortably as he listened to the personal conversation. Awkwardly excusing himself, he said goodbye to his friend and began moving toward the door. As he reached for the knob, the doorbell chimed. Jace felt like an odd sock in a dryer as he backed away, and Davy's mom slipped outside before he could escape. The boys sat in silence as they heard muffled voices from the other side of the door. Davy's face was curled in disappointment and disgust. The voices raised, and they heard several words stand out above the murmur. Rent, money, deadbeat, drunk, driving. Davy's mom slipped back inside, and both boys could tell that she was fighting the urge to sob in front of them. She walked over to where Davy sat up hopefully. Perhaps the tide of the evening was turning once again.
Change of plans, kiddo. You can do your camping and skating tonight after all.
The boys leaped up and down, celebrating the miracle that saved the evening. The celebration seemed awkward in the presence of her obvious angst, but they thanked her with hugs and ran to the garage where Davy's bike waited.
I don't have any money for a snack, so you're going to have to figure that out on your own, kid, she called out the kitchen door.
No problem, Mom. I'll grab some snacks from Jace's house, Davy called back over his shoulder as he tossed a ratty rolled up sleeping bag to Jace and swung his leg over the seat of his turquoise blue stunt bike. The boys were riding high as they left the garage. Jace jogged behind as Davy popped a wheelie with a woohoo. He cut across the corner of the lawn and bunny hopped off the curb while twisting his front tire the way he saw them do in BMX magazines. Before he could fully straighten his wheel, it landed on a small rock that wedged itself under the tire. The strange combination of motion, gravity, and quantum fields immediately brought the bike to a halt. Davy, however, kept moving. Jace watched in horror as his friend catapulted over the handlebars. Unable to react fast enough to catch himself, Davy landed face first on the asphalt. The profile of his face disappeared completely as it flattened against the pavement. His body crumpled awkwardly behind him like a car in a crash test. When all came to rest, Jace stood over his friend, too shocked to speak. He was certain that if Davy's neck wasn't broken, he certainly had no face left after dragging it across the road. Davy groaned and rolled over, peering up at the white fluffy clouds floating in front of a beautiful blue sky.
Am I dead? He asked.
What the heck? Davy, what just happened? Are you okay? Let me help you up. Jace blathered as he searched for the right thing to say in the moment.
Just let me lie here for a second,
Davy responded quietly. His face was covered in dirt and gravel. It was bleeding in several places where a thin layer of skin had been shaved off by the rough surface of the street.
Do you ever wonder if God is trying to get your attention about something?
I think you rattled your brain, and we need to get you to your mom. Jace got Davy to his feet and helped him hobble back into the house.
Oh my goodness, Davy!
His mom cried as she saw her son's skinned up face.
You've got to stop with all the stunts. We can't afford another trip to the emergency room.
She rushed to him and began searching for injuries. Finally satisfied that nothing was broken, she ushered him into the bathroom and began to treat his wounds with peroxide, band-aids, and antibiotic goop. Jace wheeled Davy's bike back into the garage, and figuring the plans to be officially spoiled, he peeked around the corner of the bathroom door to bid farewell to his friend. Davy winced with every dab of the cotton ball his mom was using to clean bits of gravel out of his facial abrasions. As she worked, she once again lectured him on being more careful on his bike. Jace spoke up.
I got your bike out of the street. Thank you, Jace. That was kind of you, Davy's mom replied.
Jace asked the obvious question, even though he figured he knew the answer.
So do you still want to do the camp out? Davy immediately stopped wincing and looked at his friend with a straight face. Yes, of course. Jace was thrilled to see his friend was still fully invested in the evening plans, despite nearly grinding his face off. When Davy was appropriately patched, the boys were off again. This time, Davy skipped the stunts and rode up the hill toward Jace's house like a normal human being. Thanks for joining me today on Wonderfilled Stories Podcast. Remember, big ideas often start small. Kindness is always a good choice, and you don't have to have everything figured out to keep moving forward. If you like what you're hearing and would like more information about what we're up to, check us out at jasonsoul.com and consider becoming a member of the Wonder Club. It's a place for curious kids who want to grow big ideas into something amazing. Thanks for listening, and remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices. You can live with good consequences, and not the other way around. We'll be back soon with more stories, more ideas, and more chances to grow. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep your wonder wide open.